Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing. And the name of the chapter is Pokayoke. Chapter number 4, Pokayoke. You might be wondering, what is this word? This is a Japanese term. And like just in time and 5S, this also is a very, very interesting subject. Pokayoke. What is Pokayoke? Pokayoke is a Japanese term that means mistake proofing. We make mistakes which creates defects, and Pokayoke ensures that we don't make mistakes. We are not allowed to make mistakes so that defects will be zero. A Pokayoke is any mechanism in a lean manufacturing process. What is lean manufacturing? Zero wastage, very good flow in the process. So in this lean manufacturing, Pokayoke is any mechanism that helps an equipment operator to avoid mistakes. That means some information goes to him that he is making mistakes. So stop and correct. That is the POKA. Its purpose is to eliminate product defects by preventing, correcting, drawing attention by for example, alarm or some mechanism which warns the operator, you are making a mistake, stop and correct and go ahead. So, POKA means avoid mistakes, and avoid means yokeru, mistakes avoiding. Its purpose is to eliminate product defects by preventing, correcting or drawing attention to human errors. Normally, what we have been doing since years, if human is making mistakes, we warn him, we give him a charge sheet, we dismiss him or suspend him or ask him to take care. All this has no meaning. He will do it for some days and again he will forget. Pokayoke is one thing. He will not be allowed to make mistake. He will be warned. As soon as he makes even one mistake, he is warned. And that is what by Pokayoke, attention is drawn to human errors. The concept was formalized and the term adopted, Pokayoke term, yokeru, poka, by this gentleman called Shigeo Shingo as part of the Toyota production system in Japan. Very great person who has given us many, many new things. One of them is Pokayoke. It was originally described as Bakayoke. Not Pokayoke, Bakayoke, which means foolproofing or idiot proofing. Foolproofing and idiot proofing are slightly negative words. Not very good words. So, the name was changed to the milder word, Pokayoke, mistake proofing. Not fool proofing or not idiot proofing. Pokayoke is mistake proofing. Not to allow the mistakes to happen. And if mistakes happen, they are not accepted by the next process, which is the internal customer of the first process. First of all, mistake is not made, and if mistake is made, the next process doesn't accept it. And that is how the error parts will not go to the final customer. Defective parts will not go to the final customer. Pokayoke is literally translated as yokeru, means to avoid. And poka means inadvertent errors, human errors, to avoid. That is Pokayoke. Target of zero defects and elimination of QC inspection. Because when worker itself will take care of the quality by self-inspection, by Pokayoke, doesn't allow the defective parts to go to the next process, then at the end of the process, QC inspection is not required. QC inspection is a non-value-added activity. It is not required because every worker on his process ensures that the defective parts are not given to the next process. Every worker takes care of that. Pokayoke. And so, QC inspection is not required. In spite of no QC inspection, customer gets defect-free parts. Shingo distinguished between the concepts of inevitable human mistakes and defects in the production. Defects occur when the mistakes are allowed to reach the customer. What we do? We make mistakes and they are not detected. The detectability is very poor. Who detects it? Customer, which is very bad. We should not allow defects to occur. And if they occur, we should not allow to go to the next process. This is the Pokayoke. The aim of Pokayoke is to design the process in such a way that mistakes can be detected and corrected immediately. As soon as a defective part is made, for example, a shaft turning, the diameter is 9.5 plus minus 0.2 millimeters. If it is made oversized by any mistake by the human being, the next process has such a mechanism that this oversized diameter is not accepted in the magazine of the loading of that machine. It is a Pokayoke. I will give you many, many examples of Pokayoke where either the mistake is not made at all, or if the mistake is made because of the human, because to err is human, then it is not accepted by the next process, which is the customer for the internal customer for the first process. And that is Pokayoke. The aim of Pokayoke to design the process so that mistakes can be detected and corrected immediately, eliminating defects at the source. Like we are going to discuss inspection at source, SPC. Similarly, Pokayoke ensures that mistakes are not made at the source at all. It warns the operator. It does something on the machine so that the defective parts are not produced. Main types of error are processing errors. There are 3-4 types of errors are there. First of all, processing error. What is processing error? One process is omitted at all. For example, polishing is to be done, but polishing is not done. Step in process not carried out. For example, form is not checked. Okay, discount not included. Invoice not sent. In administration also. Hole not drilled, part not cleaned, and given to the next process. Immediately, Pokayoke mechanism warns the operator that you have not drilled the hole, you have not cleaned the part, you have not sent the invoice, you have not included the discount, you have not checked the form, and you have pushed the part to the next process. He is warned. Then processing errors, step in process carried out incorrectly. For example, invoice has to be sent to the customer, but it is sent to the wrong address, wrong customer. Hole drilled in wrong place. In the packing box, wrong parts are packed. So many mistakes we make. So, as soon as the mistake is made, the worker is warned that, look, you have made a mistake. Now you stop and correct and proceed. Then materials mistake. What are the errors? Missing materials or information. Form not filled out completely. Screw left out. There has to be a screw put while assembly. They have forgotten to put the screw. Then wrong materials. Wrong form filled up. Wrong screw used. The screw number 005 has to be used. Instead, they have used screw number 010. Wrong screw is used. That means mistake is made. But Pokayoke warns the operator immediately and asks him to stop and correct and proceed. Very, very important thing Pokayoke does. The third is human error. Humans make mistakes because to err is human. Okay. Does the human being do the mistake intentionally? No. He voluntarily does not do any mistake. But it is his error. Okay. By negligence or so, forgetfulness, misunderstanding, lack of experience, skills, laziness, rushing, malicious intent also. Sometimes. So, human error is there. Errors can lead to defects. What is the principle? What are defects? Defects are result of errors. Defects are result of mistakes. This is the first principle. Defects are not inevitable and can be eliminated by the use of simple, low-cost method. I will show you very funny methods, Pokayoke methods. You will really laugh when I show you this. That mistake is not allowed to be made. Such Pokayoke I will show you after some time. Mistake proofing should take over repetitive tasks that depend on vigilance or memory. Be more careful is not effective. If I warn the operator that you have to be careful, it is not effective at all, because customer wants 3.4 ppm defects. He doesn't want defects in percentage. He wants defects in 3.4 defects per million opportunities in Six Sigma. This is the situation now. So we cannot afford to push the defective parts to the customer. So be more careful is not effective in this era where defects are measured in ppm or million opportunities. The old way of dealing with human error was to scold people. What we have been doing all our career, we were scolding the people, we were punishing people, we were retraining them, tell them to be more careful. The training, we were depending on training. But Pokayoke says that training is not the ultimate, mistake proofing is the ultimate. Because today we train the people, tomorrow they will forget. Tomorrow they will be negligent. What you will do? Customer will keep on getting defective parts. How you can satisfy that customer? So the only way to stop this defective parts going to customer is mistake proofing. And that is Pokayoke. Very, very, very important. You can't do much to change. Human nature and people are going to make mistakes. Sometimes they are unhappy. Sometimes they are demotivated. Sometimes they don't get salary in time. Sometimes they don't get incentives in time. Sometimes they have their personal problems. So they will make mistakes. But can we push the mistakes to customer? Or can we afford to do 100% inspection? And does 100% inspection guarantee the quality? No. Then, how to guarantee 3.4 defects per million opportunities? The one way is to have a mechanism of Pokayoke, where we are not allowed to make mistake, and if we make mistake, we are warned, and if we make mistakes, the next process, which is our customer, will stop that and will warn you again. You should remove the opportunities for error. When we are measuring in defects per million opportunities, those opportunities for error must be removed. And that is Pokayoke. Training and motivation work best when physical part of the system is well designed. But sometimes it is not well designed. So sometimes mistakes will be done, errors will be done, and then it will result in defects, which none other than customer will get it. And you know what will happen then. If you train people to use poorly designed systems, they will be okay for a while because training. But afterwards, they will forget the training. Eventually, they will go back to what they are used or what is easy. Easy way out instead of what is safe. Because sometimes people will go back to their old habits. That culture is taking very long time to get developed there. So people will go to their old habits after training also. So this is not a foolproof way. The foolproof way is mistake proofing, and that is Poka-yoke. You are not going to become world class through just training. You have to improve the system so that easy way to do a job is also the safe and right way. And the potential for human error can be dramatically reduced. That means I have seen many Poka-yoke workplaces where human error is totally eliminated, or even if human error is there, he is immediately warned and the defective part is not accepted in the next process, that is the customer of the first process. Rule for defect reduction: from your supplier, don't accept defects. You don't make a defect. And to your customer, don't pass on the defect. And Poka-yoke will ensure that you don't pass on your defect. Poka-yoke will ensure that you don't make a defect. And Poka-yoke will ensure that your supplier doesn't pass his defects to you. And you don't accept defects. Poka-yoke don't allow any defects to occur in the first place. Don't allow any defects to occur in the first place. And if they occur, don't push it to the next process. That is the Poka-yoke. The main objective of Poka-yoke is to achieve zero defects. Definitely, naturally. If you do not allow the defects to go to the next process, naturally, customer will not get any defects because they are removed or eliminated, if at all they occur. They are removed or eliminated during the production process only. In fact, it is just one of the many components of Shingo Zero Quality Control System, the goal of which is to eliminate defective products at all. Poka-yoke is more of a concept than a procedure. It is the thinking that I don't make mistakes, I don't accept mistakes, and I don't pass on mistakes. That is the concept. Thus, it is implementation is governed by what people think they can do to prevent errors. How can I prevent the errors in the first place? And not by a set of step-by-step instructions on which they should do their job. Instructions, beautiful instructions will be written on the workplace. Day in and day out, people will read those instructions. Diagrams will be there, photographs will be there. I have seen. But in spite of those instructions, people keep on make mistakes. And mistakes are allowed to reach the customer. And then customer becomes unhappy. The only way not to allow any defects to go to the customer is Poka-yoke. I am very proudly and very happily telling you that in your organization, you should implement Poka-yoke. So that customer doesn't get any errors. He doesn't get any defects. Poka-yoke is implemented by using simple objects like fixtures, jig. For example, you design a jig in such a way that it is not possible for you to put the part wrongly or in wrong orientation. Design the jig, design the fixture in such a way that you cannot make a mistake there at all. I will show you some examples. Prevent people from committing mistakes even if they try to. Even if they want to make mistake, they can't. Because the jig doesn't allow that part to be placed wrongly. So even if worker wants to make a mistake, he can't. I will show some examples and you will get convinced about it. That yes, it is possible. That even if worker wants to make a mistake, he can't. These objects, known as Poka-yoke devices, are usually used to stop the machine and alert the operator if something is about to go wrong. First of all, worker cannot make a mistake. And if it is possible for him to make a mistake, some alarm will be there, some red light will be there, something will be there, so that worker will say, oh, sorry, I have made a mistake. That is Poka-yoke. Anybody can and should practice Poka-yoke in the workplace. I will strongly recommend. that in your organization, please put, design the Pokayoke workplaces. It is a sure way to guarantee or assure quality to your customer. Pokayoke does not entail any rocket science, sometimes just needs common sense. I will show you some photographs where Pokayoke is just a common sense. It is not a great design and the appropriate Pokayoke device. Pokayoke devices should have the following characteristics. Usable by all workers. For example, I create a jig. It should not happen that the jig is useful only for the highly skilled operator. Even a low skill operator is able to work on that jig. Pokayoke. Then simple to install. Does not require continuous attention from the operator. For example, even if he is little negligent, still the mistake will not be made. Because the fixture or jig is designed in such a way that even if he is slightly negligent, still he is not able to make any mistake, even if he wants to. Low cost provides instantaneous feedback, prevention or correction. Pokayoke is at its best when it prevents mistakes, not when it merely catches them. Since human errors usually stem from people who get distracted, tired, confused, yes, we must accept. Worker, when he comes to the duty in the morning, he is very fresh. For 2 hours, his work is very good. After that, he gets tired. In the evening, he will start making mistakes. But our customer doesn't want any mistakes. Our customer doesn't want any defects. So, what to do? Inspection? No, inspection is a non-value-added activity. Then what to do? Supervision, training. It will work for some time. And then what to do? Our customer always wants zero defects. Then how to do? And the Pokayoke is the answer for this. Such a Pokayoke device will prevent the occurrence of mistake. Even if the operator loses focus. Very good. Even if operator loses focus because he is tired, he is disturbed, he is under tension, he is in a hurry to go, but still, he will not make mistake. Pokayoke device will not allow him to make mistake. This is the first example of Pokayoke. Look at this. This is a knife, spring-loaded and rounded point. So, even if the operator wants to create harm to his finger, he cannot do it. When operator lets go, the blade goes back in because it is spring-loaded. Even if he wants to make an injury, he can't do it. By mistake also, injury will not happen because the moment he lets go, the blade goes back in. When you go to airport, there is a blind man's handle there. Only when you push that handle, then only the trolley moves. If you leave the handle, the trolley stops at the same place there because it is spring-loaded. For moving the trolley, you have to press the handle. Then only it moves. If you let it go, it will immediately stop there so that it doesn't go and dash on somewhere. This is the Pokayoke. Elevator. Look at this elevator. Door sensor detect if an object or person is blocking the entrance. If so, they will automatically open. This is the Pokayoke. Two separate braking systems are used. The first is opened by electrical current. If power is lost, the brake loses under high spring tension. This is Pokayoke, mistake proofing. Then electrical. Look at this. RCD. Automatically cuts off power supply if a leakage current underground is detected. ELCB. Then main socket. Look at this beautiful thing. Even if you want to put wrongly, it will not be put wrongly. Only because the design is such a way that big pin will go to the big hole and the small pin will go to the small hole. Even if we want to put the other way around, it cannot be. So, look at this Pokayoke. Then, example of electrical, general, shapes and colors extensively used to prevent equipment being incorrectly connected. You can't incorrectly connect this. The shape is like that. Then microwave will not work until the door is shut. On machines, guards are there. Unless the guards are closed, the machine will not start. That is the Poka Yoga. Appliances, washing machine will not start until the door is closed. Will not allow door to be opened until the cycle is completed. Look at this funny example. People will forget their mobile. Always they will forget their mobile and they will understand when they reach their office. What is Poka Yoga here? The mobile is kept in the boot. Now, you can't forget your boots. And then you will not forget your mobile also. Very funny example of Poka Yoga. Then you see this. This is wrong way. I want to put the part like this. I can't put it because this stopper will stop it. It has to be put in this way only. So that the stopper will allow only correct part to be put. Wrong part, it will reject it. This is the Poka Yoga. While filling the petrol, for example, my car is a petrol car. Even if the petrol fellow wants to put diesel in the car, he can't put it. So Poka Yoga is that hole is properly, so properly designed that diesel cannot be put in the car. That is the Poka Yoga. 1-10-100 rule. What is 1-10-100 rule? Says that as a product or service moves through the production system, the cost of correcting an error multiplies by 10. For example, order entered correctly, then it is costing 1 rupees. Error detected in billing, it will cost 10 rupees. Error detected by customer, it will cost 100 rupees. Same thing in the production line also. If I detect the error or mistake or defect, it costs me 1 rupee. If it is detected in the finished goods stores, it is 10 rupees. If it is detected by customer, it is 100 rupees or 1000 rupees. This satisfied customer shares the experience with others. It is said that satisfied customer will tell his experience to 10 people and dissatisfied customer will tell his experience to thousands of people. That is what is said. And so, we cannot allow the defect to pass on to customer. Our detectability in the system, in FMEA, failure mode and effects analysis, we say detectability should be 100%. That means we should not make defect in the first place. And even if we make a defect, we should not allow it to go to the customer. Detectability should be perfect. So that 100% defects are detected inside the factory and 100% okay parts are passed on to the customer, then only customer is happy. And that is the way Poka Yoga works. Rules of Poka Yoga. Don't wait for the perfect Poka Yoga. Do it now. Simple. Do it now. They are simple, simple devices. If your Poka Yoga idea has better than 50% chances to succeed, do it. Somewhere I have learned that even if one action gives you 50% success, doesn't matter, do it. Every time you can't get 100% success. First of all, 50% is okay. Do it. And then do it now, improve later. If you want to save the losses, 50%, do it now. Remaining 50%, do it afterwards. That is what they say. Predict defects, shut down process, control process, warn operator. Detect defect, shut down process, control flow, warn operator. Poka Yoga helps people and processes work right the first time. We have always learned since beginning of our career, do it right the first time. And we were only talking and talking about it. Training we are giving. But Poka Yoga has trained us, has educated us that look, if you want to do right first time, Poka Yoga is the thing for that. Because it will not allow you to do defects, but it will not, even if you make defects, it will not allow you to pass on the next customer. Poka Yoga refers to techniques that make it impossible to make mistakes. These techniques can drive defects out of products and processes and substantially improve your quality and reliability. What is reliability? quality can be okay, but it is not reliable. That is not of any use. For example, if you buy a TV, beautiful TV, very high quality, but it doesn't work for more than 2 months. That is not good. It should be reliable also. So, how can you make it more reliable? Pokayoke is the answer for that. It can be thought of as an extension of FMEA. What is FMEA? Failure mode and effects analysis. In FMEA, we ask the question, what is the mode of failure and what is the severity of the effect and what are the causes of that failure mode? And for each cause of failure mode, we find out what is the occurrence probability and what is the detectability. So, Pokayoke is one of the methods for FMEA only, extension of FMEA. It can also be used for fine-tuning, improvements and process designs, Six Sigma, define, measure, analyze, improve and control. We are going to discuss Six Sigma. Okay, the process is DMAIC, define, measure, analyze, improve and control. So, there also, this is helpful. The use of simple Pokayoke ideas and methods in product and process design can eliminate both human and mechanical errors. As I said, that there was a mechanical error on the machine. Worker has checked and he found that the shaft diameter is oversized. And if that shaft diameter oversize goes to the next operation, the magazine of loading will not accept that oversized part. So, operator makes mistakes. It is not accepted by the next operation, and first of all, operator is not allowed to make mistake. Pokayoke need not be costly. They are simple, low costly machine. So, it is really lean production method. When to use it? Pokayoke can be used wherever something can go wrong. Ask, what can go wrong? What is the failure mode? What is the severity of the effect? And what are the causes? Then you can think of putting a Pokayoke there. It is a technique, a tool that can be applied to any type of process, be it in manufacturing or in the service industry. Service is very important. After sale service is so important that if you want to make the customer happy, you have to give defect free service. And there you can implement Pokayoke tool also. Errors are many types. Processing error, setup error, missing part error. Errors are improper part, operations error, measurement error. Identify the operation or process. Analyze the 5 whys. 5 why? Ask why. Why it is going wrong? Why it is defective? Ask why 5 times. You will get the root cause. When you ask why again and again, you will get the root cause. You will get the root cause for the failure mode. Decide the right Pokayoke approach, such as using a shutout type, preventing an error being made, or an attention type, highlighting that an error has been made. First of all, don't make a mistake. Don't make a defect. Don't allow it to go to the next operation. Take a more comprehensive approach instead of merely thinking of Pokayoke as a limit switches or automatic shuts off. It should be more comprehensive. A Pokayoke can be electrical, it can be mechanical, it can be procedural, it can be visual, it can be human or any other form that prevents incorrect execution of a process step. For example, purchase order is being typed wrongly. Immediately, the Pokayoke will highlight that. Like in computer. If I make a spelling mistake, computer immediately highlights that. Pokayoke can be implemented at any step of a manufacturing process where something can go wrong or error can be made. For example, a jig that holds pieces for processing might be modified to only allow pieces to be held in a correct orientation, or a digital counter might track the number of spots. For example, I have to put 5 spot weldings. If I put 4, immediately, the counter will highlight and put an alarm there. Shigeo Shingo recognized three types of pokayoke for detecting and preventing errors. The contact method, first of all, is contact method. Second is fixed value method and motion step method. What is contact method? It identifies product defects by testing the product shape, size, color, and other physical attributes. And he says that the product is defective. Immediately it highlights. That is the contact method. Then fixed value method alerts the operator if a certain number of movements are not made. Suppose he is going to make 5 weldings or 5 movements. Instead of 5 movements, which he is supposed to make, he makes only 3, then the process will highlight that. Immediately alarm will be there. The motion step method determines whether the prescribed steps of the process have been followed or not. If he has eliminated some process step, like polishing, then immediately highlight it. Either the operator is alerted when a mistake is about to be made, or the pokayoke device actually prevents the mistake from being made. In Shigeo's lexicon, the former implementation would be called a warning pokayoke. I have said earlier that warning will be given to the operator, or while the latter would be referred to as a control pokayoke. Control means doesn't allow the defect to go to the next operation. Shigeo argued that errors are inevitable in a manufacturing process. He was very honest. He says, to err is human. Human beings are there. They will make mistakes. But does customer accept those mistakes? No. Then, but that if appropriate pokayokes are implemented, then mistakes can be caught quickly and prevented from resulting in defects. Prevented from entering to the customer's premises. By eliminating defects at the source, like inspection at the source, eliminating defect at source by pokayoke, the cost of mistakes within a company is reduced, because we know 1-10-100 rule. If the mistake is not done, one, then if it is found in the house, cost is 10. If it is found by customer, the cost is 100. Thank you.